that it is Fabi here. And last year, I went from around 4,000 followers on LinkedIn to over $20,000. We generated over 1 million impressions. But here's where this really matters. I actually enrolled multiple five-figure clients who came to me mostly inbound, sending me messages about how we could work together. And if you are an expert over 40, it means that you know what you're doing. You have the legitimate expertise and knowledge. So if that's you, I'm going to walk you through exactly what I would do over the course of the next 7 days to create a really powerful presence on LinkedIn and set yourself up in a way in which you're consistently attracting actually high quality leads and buyers on LinkedIn for your business. So let's begin with day number one, because what I find is that most experts over 40 are making a really critical positioning mistake right from the very beginning. They focus on what they do. Like, I'm a business coach. I help with leadership development, or I help A do B so that they can see. Basic communication, essentially. Or they're just focusing on a lot of surface level symptoms that their clients are experiencing. But here's what I've really learned from attracting multiple five-figure clients on LinkedIn. Power buyers don't hire you just to solve symptoms. They hire you to really solve the true problem that's underneath everything. Think about it like this. Like, you take your car to two different shops because it's making a little bit of a weird noise. Mechanic number one tells you, oh, well, that noise, yeah, we can fix that. We'll tighten up a few bolts. Maybe we'll add some lubricant, and that's going to be $200. And then mechanic number two pops the hood and says, well, that noise there is telling me that your transmission is failing. If we just stop the noise, you're going to get stranded on the highway in the next 2 weeks. So what we're going to be doing right now is this thing. And here's why we're going to do it. Ultimately, I want to hire mechanic number two because I know nothing about cars, but I would definitely hire that person because they really explained to me why things were happening, what was actually happening. They were diagnosing the problem, not just treating the symptoms. So for you, what that means is that instead of asking people like, what problems do they have, or asking yourself what problems your audience has, you want to start asking, how does that specific problem show up for somebody who has the resources to solve it at a premium level? That is what you want to be speaking to. And for that, you need to obviously get very clear on who your power buyers actually are, not just anybody that has a problem, but who they are. Making sure that how you're communicating about what you do speaks to that problem, how it shows up for them specifically, what they've already tried and it hasn't worked yet, and why the solutions have ultimately failed, basically. Because power buyers don't need you to convince them that they have a problem. They need you to help them understand why their attempts at solving their problem hasn't worked so far. And this becomes the foundation upon where everything else is built upon in your business. What I find is that when you nail this level of problem sophistication, everything else, your content, your conversations, your positioning becomes really magnetic or captivating to the right people. And that's what you want to really define on day number one. On day two, then, you start setting up your authority signal system. Because what I really learned in the last year while building over 20,000 followers on LinkedIn is that power buyer clients don't just read your content. They don't, right? They're going to evaluate everything about how you're showing up online. And they're going to see them as signals of whether you're actually the person that they need to hire. So think about like walking into a restaurant, for example, and you're seeing two menus or two approaches, like menu number one, we serve food and breakfast and lunch and dinner and desserts and appetizers and sandwiches and pasta and steak and seafood. You get the point. And then there's restaurant or menu number two. There's an omakase menu, chef's choice, 7 courses designed around today's freshest ingredients. It's $200 per person. Which restaurant feels more premium? Obviously, it's the second one because they're not trying to be everything to everybody. They have a very clear point of view, a very specific approach. They're positioning their expertise, not just proving their qualifications. So my point with this is that the way in which you position your profile on LinkedIn has to feel the same way. By the way, I created a resource of 25 AI prompts that are going to analyze your profile, your posts, and how you're showing up in your content. And it's going to show you essentially where your messaging is breaking down. It is really, really good. You're going to find the link in the description to this episode below. So that is to say, that's what we want to focus on day two. So let's talk about day three. So as an expert over 40, you have something that no amount of marketing can ultimately replicate. You have decades of credibility and existing relationships, which means that you want to start to look at your LinkedIn right now and start mapping out your entire professional network. This is one of the things that I started looking at when I started my own LinkedIn journey, essentially, and looking at like, okay, where have I worked so in the past? And who are the people that have been my colleagues or my clients or programs that I did, whether it was my MBA or coaching programs that I did 10 years ago. So we want to start strategically mapping out who these people are. And ideally, you want to start identifying 5 to 10 people who could either become clients potentially or can become great referral sources. And once you find them, you start connecting with them as a peer, not a salesperson, right? So you're building relationships or you're deepening them rather, right? And so that's the real focus for day 3, really connecting with the right people. And with that, we move on to day 4, which is all about content strategy. Now, unfortunately, this is where most people over 40 are missing the mark because they think that buyers just want more education. So they're writing about tips or frameworks or how-tos. But what I've learned is that accomplished people don't really need more information. They need to see how you think differently than everybody else in your space. And so this is where I want you to bring in what I like to call your angle of mastery, where essentially you're showing people your different perspective. You're creating, in a way, a need for your way of doing things. You're showing insight through the content that you're creating. This isn't about delivering value. ChatGPT can do that for free, basically. This is about shifting perspectives, giving new beliefs to your audience. That is how you're going to get these buyers to actually pay attention. You want to be creating content that shows your strategic perspective, not just gives educational or worse, like motivational tips. We don't want to do that. And with that in mind, we move on to day number 5. And this is my secret sauce, because what I've discovered is that most people are trying to build their own audience instead of just positioning themselves in front of the right people. So for me, instead of me just only posting to my own followers and that's it, one of the things that I do is strategically engage with content from other authorities, not as a fan though, and this is important, not like this is great sort of thing, but as a peer who is adding valuable perspective. So what I do is I like to target thought leaders in adjacent spaces where my ideal clients are already engaging. My comments aren't praise or just like random questions. They're very strategic additions that show that I'm thinking at their level. And what that does is that it positions me in front of exactly the right audience. And often it leads to profile views and DMs that people are sending me. This has honestly been one of the main ways that I have brought in clients through LinkedIn, by the way. So I highly recommend that. And that puts us at day number 6, where you focus on creating systems so that when people are seeing your content and they're reading about like your amazing comments and they're going to your profile to see who you are and what you do and all of these things and how you're positioning yourself, you have a strategic system in place that ultimately moves people through to the next phase of the conversation. So whether that means that we're taking them, like my case, to my 20-minute webinar or another highly valuable resource, you're giving them a reason to enter into your ecosystem. And then you're making sure that that ecosystem is essentially built in a way that is meant to pre-sell clients and make them want what you have to sell. And so that leads us then to the final day of the 7 days on LinkedIn, where we make sure that you're activating inbound inquiries. Essentially, you're building genuine relationships through DMs. This is definitely not about sending 100 DMs a day or using bots to fake conversations or whatever. This is about really being strategic and human at the same time, about building relationships that are real and authentic. I barely send DMs. Like, I receive way more than I send out for sure. But whenever somebody engages in a conversation with me, I really take the time to understand them. It's not just about asking like, so what are your goals for the year? Or whatever lame DM you've been seeing or people send out. Or like, what are you struggling with as it relates to whatever, right? Like, that doesn't work in today's world anymore. It's about real relationships, real conversations with real people, ideally, right? That is the most effective strategy that you can use to essentially grow your LinkedIn and make it your primary source of leads and clients. So let's summarize the system. I know that I went through a lot and it was super fast, but let's do it because this works really well. It's not about chasing followers. What I'm doing is really focusing on attracting the right people. I'm not trying to be relatable. I'm showing advanced thinking, important. I'm not selling services. I'm positioning a unique perspective. I'm selling a big idea, if anything. I'm not just networking down. I'm connecting at a peer level. And the result is that people reach out because they recognize me as the person who understands their specific situation and has a solution that they have not seen everywhere else. That's where my angle of mastery comes in. That's how you go from having a LinkedIn account that is like crickets, to having a client attraction system. And here's what I really want you to remember. You have something that the 25-year-old growth hackers that are posting all day, every day don't have. You have pattern recognition. You have credibility. You have relationships. You have depth. Use all of these things to your advantage on LinkedIn. So like I said, we want to really look at what is the problem that I'm solving? How do I position myself as a solution? How do we create content that is super valuable? How do we connect with people in my network that are already either my ideal client or potentially my ideal client? How do I comment on people's content that positions me once again as an authority? How do we optimize your profile so that we're building systems to drive people in? And finally, on day 7, like I mentioned, we're focusing on having conversations that are really strategic and that there's depth, there's humanity, there's heart. It's not just about selling them to the next place. Now, if you're in a place where you're like, I want to crush it on LinkedIn, I want to figure out how as a 40-year-old I can succeed here and I can stand out, here's what we can do. Go to the description below this episode and find the link for the brandmessagesession.com where you and I will hop on a call and I will take a close look at your LinkedIn profile and I will tell you exactly what you need to shift and optimize in the message and how you're positioning yourself and what you're putting out there so that it speaks to actual buyers who are actually looking to invest in solving the problem. So I want you to go ahead and book that call with me directly. I will take a look at your messaging. I will take a look at your profile and I will tell you exactly what you need to do to optimize everything so that you can grow your LinkedIn presence just like I did in the last year. And let me know in the comments below, what are you focusing on in terms of LinkedIn in the next year? What are the biggest challenges that you're coming across so that I can create a whole other video talking about that? Make sure that you follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn. I'll put the link to my LinkedIn in the description below so that you can find me there. And I will see you in another episode. Bye.